saving money on everything for your projects. Now at Menards, we have it all for garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center today and update your backyard space. Grid Accents lattice panels have a timeless design with an innovative design that's simple to install and requires almost no maintenance. Save big on lattice panel options at Menards. View our entire selection of garden center products today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas. We are back season four. And today, Private Talk, we have the pleasure of having Mona Azar on the bed today. We don't even have a couch. We're doing an extra special for you today.
Ooh.
We're having our after dark. I feel like we would spice things up a little bit. So we're bringing it to the bed. I heard you're quite the spicy lady. I've heard you, but I want to know from your mouth, your lips, all about Mona. How are you? Welcome.
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Yes. So I want to get to know you a little bit more. Like I said, you have a fabulous big booty. I am a connoisseur of big booty ladies. So,
I definitely thought. I'm a fan of you myself.
I love it. That means you've masturbated to me. I'm quite excited.
Fuck yes. I mean, I was going to say that, eventually.
I mean, don't hold back. This is private
talk. We're just letting it out.
We like, we want to get to know each other more intimately, a little bit more better about, all the things. So we have to be truthful off the bat. 100%. That's the only way to do it.
Yes.
So walk us through your career. You've done all these types of scenes. You've been this big booty queen yourself. Mm-hmm. I've been out of the business while you've been doing all these big splashes. Let me know about you and all the sexy things you've been up to.
So crazy as it is, I started as a medical sales rep.
Okay.
I wanted to get my degree in occupational therapy, but that didn't work. I have a kinesiology degree in science. Mm-hmm. And I started doing medical sales jobs, and I was getting fired from them. And it
were
just
you getting
wasn't.
Fired because you were having sex with your boss, or were you getting fired
then
because
that
you
cool.
were having sex with yourself?
I masturbated a lot at home. Maybe that lost focus from the
but
real.
But that has nothing to do with the job, though. You know,
I didn't like it.
Okay, so you were just
more
insubordinate. You didn't want to do what they were telling you to do. You're I'm a boss. I don't need to be here. So you're like, fuck this.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not much of a salesperson.
At this time, when you were doing this job, were you watching porn? Were you into porn?
I was watching. Yes, I watched a lot of porn in college.
Okay.
I figured out how to use the Hitachi, and that's when I figured out how to squirt. And I barely left my room.
All right. So you flunked out of college.
<Just kidding. laughs> I actually passed. It took me 6 years, though.
Good job. But hey, you still did it.
That's a lot of people
can't
say
that. Some people do it
that.
In 8 years. Something ridiculous.
Hey,
like
it's an accomplishment, and I'm very proud of it.
Hey, you were coming, you were going, you were doing at least you stayed doing it all. Long enough to where you got what you needed to get out of it.
Exactly. Well, I continued to do getting fired.
Okay. How many times did you get fired? This sounds like a habitual thing.
Three, four times. Like, how many times
does it take for you to be like, okay, maybe this isn't the job I should be applying for? Well, look,
I have a Persian dad, and he's very persistent.
He's pushing you.
Pushing it. Like, you know, he probably wanted to do medical sales in his life and kind of. It somehow transferred over to me. And at the time, I didn't know what I wanted to do. Like, life doesn't come with a manual. You don't know what you want to do.
It doesn't? So
I mean, do you have it? Can you send it to me?
I do. I'll sell it to you for the low price. Alexis, Texas OnlyFans.
Oh, I like that. Good promo. There you go, girl. Get the bag. Yes.
So he pushed you to do things that probably you wouldn't want to do. And then you decided the third or fourth time you got fired.
When I turned 30, I was like, fuck this. Okay. I need to do my own shit. Like, I need to figure it out. Someone told me to make an OnlyFans. And I was like, I'm too good for that. But like, really, no. Like, you don't know how to use it. And you're like, oh, I don't know if people want to see me. Okay. But yes, like, my first month, like, I made like 8-10K, like, easy.
Okay. And I was... So walk us through that. Okay. First, you go through the whole, like, okay, because it's one of those things that... I don't know the time frame that we're talking about this, but during the pandemic, I feel like a lot of people started doing a lot more OnlyFans because they didn't know what they were going to do with jobs and all kinds of things. So how does it go from I'm too good for that, and what's the mindset of that, and was it because you just didn't think, like you said, that people would want to see you? Or is it because you didn't think that you could be sexually?
Think, and what my dad would think.
Okay.
Because he has such strong beliefs, and it's a different culture over there. Like, it's so different, and... Like, he's very disappointed. He doesn't talk to me to this day.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's a big disappointment coming from him. But my mom's very supportive. My brother's very supportive. He's the only one that's really, like, against it. So I think I was really scared what he would think.
Okay. So then what was the final, like, decision? Or what was the push?
I wanted to pay rent. I didn't want him to help me anymore. Like, he was helping me all the time, and I was tired of it. Like,
okay. So you wanted your own independence. And this is the way that you felt that was you were going to seek to get to this approval of for yourself, not him, maybe. But you were hoping that, like, he would...
And there was an empowering thing with it, you know? Like, whenever I would do my solos, like, it made me feel good about myself. And, like, I mean, people are like, oh, you're seeking validation. Yeah, I guess I am.
Okay.
I mean, I do what makes me feel good.
But seeking validation, I feel like people, like, it's not a bad thing at all times. It depends on where you're going with that information and how validated you need to be at all times.
Right.
So I think it's, like, awareness. And, you know, I think it's kind of, like, figuring out what's best for you. Exactly. And that's the thing, too, is, like, people, if that's something that was your calling, and maybe at that time, because of somebody else's notions, the same way we were speaking about where you want to live, you're only listening because people are telling you what to do. But it's, like... There's a certain time that you listen to your intuition.
Yep.
That it's like
a click that goes off.
What do you want? What drives you? If it's the first thought that comes to your head, like, don't push it away. There's something, the reason why that it's there. So it's like following in those
steps. See, you know, exactly.
See, okay, I'm Dr. Texas without the PhD. Dr. Texas. You know, this is why we're here.
Hey, I would go to you over them any day, okay? Sign me up.
I don't know who them are, but fuck them. And yes, always come to me. This is what I like.
If it's
coming that way or coming this way, we're going to get all of it out of you.
Okay, yes.
Yes, ma'am. So you figured out you wanted to do OnlyFans. So now that first month, so now you didn't think like, oh, this is for me. I couldn't do this. People don't want to see me, blah, blah, blah. Now you're like, fuck it. I want to pay rent. Paying.
Like, I was like charging.
But what did you do? So it's like, how did you figure out that OF platform from going from, I can't do this, I don't want to do this, I shouldn't do this, to now like,
I saw the reactions to what I was posting. The feedback was great.
So what did you do? Like, did you do a solo?
I did booty shaking stuff? I put like a solo on Pornhub and then like promoted it that way. And I was like, if you want to go to my OnlyFans, then.
So then you just became viral.
Yeah.
All right. So then now you like the validation part.
Yes.
Now, how does it go from being an OF girl to now signing for Spiegler?
So I started using guys on Tinder. And I was like, hey, you want to shoot a video? Got their consent. And I was like,
that's important.
Yes. That's very, very important. Yes.
So you were definitely like the epitome of why Tinder gets the bad rep for like, that's the fucking app.
Probably. No, honestly, no. They banned me on there. I'm like, this is the fucking app. I should be like the leader of this.
But why'd they ban you?
I have no idea. Maybe I did not put anything in my... I made sure I checked my
profile.
Maybe
the people were complaining because you made more money off their OF.
Honestly, that's how you can get them. You can reel them in from Tinder.
It's like the new age of Craigslist. It's like...
It is. This is the updated Craigslist. Tinder.
I mean, I'm all for it. I, myself, I feel like I can't... I'm not a dating app person.
Neither
like,
am I. But me, it's great to, like, it's great for that, to get on those subscribers.
So you do it for your subscribers.
And I like, you know, I connect with my fans, you know, like I really do. Like I talk to them.
So do you fuck your fans?
I have, yes.
Okay, how is that experience?
It's a great experience. I end up dating my biggest fan.
So this is your biggest fan right here?
Yeah.
Nice.
He actually recognized me when I was walking my dog, and that's how it happened. So wow, it can happen.
Love at first sight.
It can happen.
It's like, I feel like it's like better than sliding in someone's DMs, right? At least you're being honest.
Yeah, because it's not honest.
But my thing is, it's being honest to the point where some people will date you and lie that they're not fans. And I'm like, okay.
That's kind of what happened. He lied at first.
For blowing your spot.
Hey.
So he said he didn't.
The truth.
So he didn't know you, but then you saw his search history and it was all you.
Well, he eventually told me, like, he, like, spilled the beans. Because, like, I don't know, maybe he felt bad or something. He had some epiphany, like, oh, shit, I need to tell her. Because okay. I'm super honest and very real. Maybe he was just trying to see, like, how I was. You know? Like, I gave him that freebie. Like, it's okay. Like, people lie.
So you can lie one time?
You can lie a couple times. It depends what it is. You know, you got to be lenient with people that you love.
I'm trying to think about this. Interesting. So how many times has he lied?
About what exactly?
I don't know. He said how many times. So he gets like a certain time. So it's like, is he on his first, his second attempt? How many strikes does it take till you're out? Is he on thin ice? Is he still doing good?
No, he's not thin ice.
Have y'all been together for a long time?
Like 9 months.
9 months?
Yeah.
So like a baby could have been born.
A baby could have been born. It is, yeah.
You said that.
I was going to say something, but maybe I should just not.
We want the truth. If I had my buttons with my soundboard, I would say I want the truth.
Okay, well, I took a couple pregnancy tests, but then I just realized I gained weight. So that was, you know, shit happens.
How did that make you feel?
I mean, I was like, shit, I got to go.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Get in the gym, like, what the fuck is this? But it was really funny because, like, I did the whole, like, I took a video and it was just like not pregnant. I'm like,
were you sad?
No, fuck no, I was like celebrating.
Did you pop some champagne?
I should have, huh? Tequila.
I like amigos. Tequila.
Yeah, you take like tequila, girl.
I wish I had tequila here, but I'm all looking at the bar. I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that bar is nice down there.
Oh, we can have one after.
Okay, yeah, bet.
I like this. We'll see where this is going.
Me too.
I need to know about all the lies. I need to know about all the things. So,
oh, God.
Yes.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Why are you sorry?
You know, to anyone who hears this that gets offended.
No, I think that for me, I think that people need to come back to being like, honesty doesn't mean that it's like a bad thing. I think that people, I mean, sometimes the truth hurts. That's why.
I mean, it does. You know,
but I think that it's perspective. I feel like it only hurts
perspective in life.
It only hurts if it's triggering you and you have to figure out why it's a trigger. And that's your problem, not
my
problem.
You're so smart.
And today,
back to Texas.
I told you, see, you catch on quickly. What is your favorite social media platform that you like to be on?
Twitter, because I can post whatever I want.
So what do you mean that you post whatever you want? As far as verbally or like picture-wise, are you doing like your scenes, like full-on fucking? Like what's going on?
I do like BTS behind the scenes. I'll post something from the scenes. And then like I'll just post like random nudes like publicly. Like I like to show my shit publicly.
Okay.
Like you can't really
Let's
do that
backtrack
on
because okay, we have to let Private Talk know because I'm getting to know you just the same
okay,
time.
Sure.
Because I just know your name. I know you have a big booty. I know that you're really wild and crazy and fun. That's all I heard, right? And from a good source.
Yes.
And she spoke really highly of you.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, but now it's like full circle. So you went from OnlyFans doing the whole thing. You saw how popular it was. Now you go and you sign with a big agency.
Yes, I googled his name. I googled like the best agent you can get in, you know, this industry, and his name popped up, and then I just sent him an email and I was like, hey, like I have the it factor, like I'm so ready for this.
I love it.
Yeah, and he hit me up immediately, and that's what I loved about him. Like he was straight to the point, quick. Like you got like whatever answer you needed, he got it for you like that day.
So how long have you been with Spiegler? How long have you been in the industry?
3 months. 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've only been with Spiegler from the beginning.
Yes.
Okay. Now, back in the day, Spieler was known for having the Spieler girls that you did absolutely everything. There was nothing on your, like, no list. You were always available. You're always whatever. Is that it, still true
yes,
to this day?
100%. And the very first thing he said to me when I was on the phone with him was, "Are you a slut?" Hmm. And I was like, "Fuck yeah, I'm a slut." Like,
define slut for us.
Well, let's just say this. When
anything
I came,
goes?
Well, no. When you first get to LA, you do like trial runs.
Okay.
And the first thing he made me do was get tested.
Okay.
And I can't tell you, like, before the industry, I honestly.
What do you mean trial runs? Like, you had to fuck
like
someone
you do,
before?
Like, you do, like, I shot for Brazzers. Like,
but that's not
like,
a trial. That's a scene. What do you mean they
it's
a scene. Didn't pay
it's
you?
A scene trial. For him, it's trials because they're
oh,
testing
for
you
him.
Out.
I was like, bitch, did these people lie to you? I said trial.
No, no, no. I got paid for these scenes. No, no, no. Yeah.
But for his agency. Got it. Okay.
And
makes
so he
sense.
Gets feedback to make sure that you're, like, a good fit for this.
A good slut.
A good slut. So
I respect Spieler. He's been from the first time I've met
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he's old school.
He has definitely different rules than certain yeah. people. I've been, you know, really good friends with people throughout, like, in his agency throughout the years. So it's like, for me, I respect the hustle. I respect how he is as a businessman, and he's just no bullshit. And he also lets the girls be girls to a point, like, mm-hmm. As far as like. In their real life, as far as not dictating those things, as far as he just dictates the work thing, which
yes.
that's his job. So
yes.
I respect
and I
him.
Truly think he's the best agent you can get in the game right now, like 100%.
Yeah, I don't even know who are agents in the game.
There's
right
like Hussey
now.
Fox. Like, I reached out to them and they took forever to get back with me, and
yeah.
I was like,
that's the thing. I think that the thing it becomes that this is still a business and it's professional as well. So it's like you need someone it's, and
to
for
take
you,
it as seriously
seem,
as you do.
Like
too,
you're
yeah.
very like even we can joke around and be like, oh, I'm a slut, but you also are about your business. You can tell like you know even with signing up for the podcast, like you know you were on time. You know you answered back. You know out of you know in a quick manner.
Exactly.
You know, things like that. So it's like you respect people's
professionalism.
Time. And I think that that goes a long way where people. Some people they don't answer anything or it's like takes a day to go back and then you're just like, are they going to show up or are they not? And then,
exactly.
You know, and then this industry in that sense gets a bad rap because we're not reliable. And we're like, there's a lot of people that really are. So I appreciate women like yourself. You're like, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm a slut. I'm this, I'm that. But you own it. You show up, you do your job. You know, you tell it
Absolutely.
How it is. And I respect someone who really is passionate about what you're doing and where your destiny is going.
Right.
Than just being like, yeah, I don't know, just fuck everybody.
Yeah,
like, no.
I mean that's how it was when I was doing medical sales. Like I hated my job and I wasn't doing anything about it. Like I mean, I learned like when I turned 30, I was like, I need to do something that I love doing. Like. And get paid for.
So were you being in medical sales? Like okay, we get that, but. Were you always a slut and always like to fuck? Like, were you fucking
Honestly,
your
no.
boyfriends
like, a lot
before?
Of my first times,
like,
a lot of my first times were on like the camera.
So what unleashed your like sluttiness? Like, why all of a sudden?
I don't know,
like,
I think
it's
some
not.
Some guy really pissed me off.
Who is this guy?
Nobody important. Now it's like,
okay,
dude,
let's
who
give
are
him.
You
let's
even?
Give him a name. Like, what is this? What is this person?
He's a jabroni.
That's very old school. I haven't heard that in forever. Are you an East Coast lady? Where would you say you're from?
I'm from Louisiana.
Oh, that is definitely not East Coast. Jabroni.
Yeah, jabroni.
That's
so from the
old.
Rock. The Rock.
Oh, well, it's so old, though.
You know, can you smell like, what the Rock is cooking?
You're a jabroni. But it's just so old. You just look so young for me. Like,
I know. I guess I'm an old soul.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so jabroni made this.
This jabroni pissed me off. Like, kind of made me feel like we hooked up and like.
So he wasn't even your man.
No, this is a situationship, 100%.
And he made you this mad.
The situationship
fucking whoreness in your vagina.
They pissed me off the most because there's no relationship, so there's nothing you can do. Like, you just
okay.
Get
walk me through this. What did he do? He fucked you and you
and
thought
it was, he didn't even finish, and I felt like, what the fuck was that? Like, it was like the worst sex I ever had. When I have bad sex, I get pissed off.
So was he too drunk to finish, or like what was he just?
Maybe
got
he was, I think he was too
just,
high to finish.
Then how? That's his problem. Why the fuck do you care?
Because I pride myself
like,
on my
work
sex skills.
For it, Alexis.
I pride myself on my sex skills. Like I want to know, like I was like your top five, like for sure. Like I want to know that, like you think about me when I leave. Like what the fuck? It's like it's an ego thing.
But how do you know that you aren't, even though he didn't finish? He was too high. He doesn't.
I know. Well, that's my problem. I was thinking too much about it. And I was probably like, fuck this dude.
But
like,
we like this.
But hey, I met with like, him after this.
Okay.
And I fucking got him so bad. Like, because I knew.
So now he's obsessed and he's calling
yeah,
every day.
Yeah. Well, okay. He was. Like now, you know, it's.
Well, now you have a boyfriend.
He gets
so
the
he
point. Yeah. He. Sure. But he was texting me a lot. And I was like, yes, I got him. Like. It's kind of fucked up, but like, so that was like just the way my
head
was.
You're like a man. You're like, you have a man brain where you like, you want to fuck to like get them hooked, but, and you then I'm like, but you're like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm, see, maybe you're the problem.
I was definitely the problem.
Okay.
I'm not denying that.
I'm glad you admit that.
Oh,
though.
God, yeah.
But only because, but what I love about it though is the flip switch of like, of not it being an intimate thing, but it triggered your like sexuality to be like, fuck you, I'm that bitch. Because some people, like, we all should know our worth, but sometimes we don't. And maybe it's because we haven't been in that relationship, or maybe someone, we didn't feel those things, whatever. But then when that, when it's, as soon as it goes, you're like, oh, game on.
It gave me confidence, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Crazy. That's like, the game on part, where it's like, now look at you. Now you're like, owned your sexuality. So the light switch went on.
I don't even think about this guy anymore. Like,
okay.
This is the only time I thought about him, like, right now.
You're welcome. No,
you're bringing up dark things.
But you have to bring it up to let it out and let it go. Right?
For sure. So yes.
You know, we're
to be able to talk about it, you know, it like coolly is always good.
So, okay. So now this inner beast in you comes out.
Yes.
So where did you go from there? Did you start trying everything? Did you like, because again, you started with solos only on your own.
Yeah. Fans. And so
now
then,
you signed with Spiegler. You did these trial like runs.
Yeah. And then I was like a good fit. And so then I moved to LA.
Say I'm a good fit. But
I'm a good fit. So tight. Okay. So.
Fit like a glove?
Fit like a glove. So I moved to LA, okay. And then, yeah, I'm like shooting all the time because, you know, you are always booked, mm-hmm, for Spiegler. And I mean, I was killing it. And he told me, you're going to have to do anal. And I'm like, let's fuck it up. Let's do it.
But have you ever done it before at this time?
No.
Okay.
But before that, I never even hooked up with a girl before.
Okay.
And so I did that. Violet Starr was my first girl, and it was an amazing experience. Okay. And I want, like, she made me love girls.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's really important to have a really good first experience.
I agree. Mine was Brianna Love.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was like, I feel like I'm hearing like you have, and she's like definitely old school, way before your time. She finished many moons ago. Like, she was back in the day when Gonzo movies and stuff like that with like big booty girls, she made them become popular. Like, yeah. Of why? Because before, everybody was like really like stick thin. They had big fake tits, blonde hair, like, yeah, the whole like thing. And she became like curvy girl, like 101. Her and
I love that.
Tiffany, I can't remember at the moment, but for sure her. So she was my first girl. It was the same thing. It was like, I had never been with a girl before. Being from Texas was like, we got drunk, but we talked, like we kissed, but we didn't talk about it, kind of
thing. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was always curious. And so like, same. Having her, it was like, she was a true lesbian. And I was like, mm-hmm, oh, you really like girls. I'm like, oh.
That's hot, yeah.
And then it would just kind of open that whole like floodgate. I was like, oh, maybe I do like girls. Like,
yeah.
So then it opened my bisexual like curiosity, mm-hmm, thing out. And so then I started being really selective with females. And then it was like, then after that was Belladonna. Like, I got really spoiled. Like, it was
so wait, Belladonna. Everyone says, every time I'm on set, a director says I look like Belladonna.
You look like you could be like her, like cousin, sister, okay, and yeah, that definitely awesome. Family, whatever, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a really good friend of mine. She was an amazing performer. People would, in the yes. beginning was like, oh, you'd be so scared because she was a hardcore performer. I was like, but she's the most loving person. Where it's like, people think like when they get people, when you do like hardcore scenes and stuff like that, sometimes get a bad rep because they think that's all you can do. Where it's like, people adapt to people. You know what I mean? And for, it's about energy. It's about like, you know, the sensuality of what you want, or if you want to go like full beast mode, okay, cool. But it's like, it's always time and place. So I did a whole movie with her called Discovering Alexis Texas. And so she kind of walked me through different explorations of like my sexuality and things that. So it was a different kind of intimacy, which was really cool
to
explore.
That is really cool, yeah.
She was definitely a cool teacher to look up to, mm-hmm, in those moments. And yeah, she's a rock star of a person and performer.
That's awesome.
Fun times. Okay, so what are your scenes that you said you pride yourself on your sex skills? You came into this industry, you made a big name for yourself. What kind of scenes are you most known for?
Well, I love my first, my anal scenes. Okay. Everyone loves my anal scenes. Like, I'm very passionate in every scene I do, but when there's more guys, of course, like...
You love the dick.
I love just, like, being ravaged by men. Like,
how many dicks have you taken at one time?
Five. My gangbang, my first gangbang.
And this
I lost
on,
my
this
gangbang virginity to Wolves Brazzers.
Brazzers, yes. Okay.
And they did my first anal and first DP.
Okay. All right. Brazzers just took your virginity.
They
a lot did.
They just take it all, and I'll let them do it anytime they
are
want.
Are you contracted with them? Or are you?
No, I'm working on it.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Fingers crossed.
I love how confidently that you talk. I think that it takes a lot of...
you need to know what you want, though. That's the thing. People don't know what they want, and like, once you figure that out, then you just like say it out loud and you try to go for that. Then
but that's the determination of is, yeah, like, yeah, where it's like you could tell that you own it when you say it. Some people say it and it's a lost like thought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's like you own it. So you have to really feel it,
really believe
it.
You have to really believe.
I think that that kind of shows volumes of why you really have made a name in this industry is because even in this whole world, like there's, it's really hard to become a standout name nowadays because of OnlyFans and Instagram models and all these, like it's oversaturated with certain things.
Yeah.
But being someone that, you know, kind of caveats and does your own thing and still within all of that, I think it speaks volumes of like you just owning your sexuality, which I think is important to just kind of like be who the fuck you want to be.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. If it's, you don't want to be a fucking sales rep, fuck it. Don't do it. And that's why I think OnlyFans and those things too has been a gatekeeper to people who kind of changing careers.
We're really lucky for OnlyFans, honestly. Like that's,
I think that, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. Do I think that, I would say lucky, I don't know if it's the right word. I think we're for, you know, I think I'm grateful for platforms like OnlyFans, but there was other things going on as well prior to. I think when the pandemic happened, it made a highlight on those types of platforms of why they're needed and why the middleman of why, you know, performers and things like that and content creators should be getting more money and the payout of what was happening prior to was a big wake-up moment. And I think that that's why just the world that we're in is kind of like the divide of like learning like what pay things are. And then, you know, look at the economy now, you know, as far as like inflation has gone up crazy, you know, and all those things and all of it just because of the world and the things that are happening around us. So people, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. But,
yes.
You know, not really sexy, but who knows? You know, a lot of things are sexy when you're educated.
I'm always willing to learn. You learn something new every day.
This is very true. So what did you learn today? Or have you not learned it yet? We still got time.
Yeah, we do. There's something I do want to learn later.
Ooh. Okay, so you started doing scenes. Is there something that you haven't done that you'd like to do in the industry? Besides being the browser contract girl, is there maybe a type of scene or maybe performers that you haven't worked with that you would like to?
Let's see. I do want to do... It's like, what else is there to do? Like, I've done everything, but then I'm like, I haven't done double anal.
Okay.
I mean, I've taken dread before on my ass.
Okay.
And, I mean, I would
explain
definitely...
Explain to Private Talk how big dread is. You're like, what can we...
He's like another leg. He's like 10 inches, I believe.
Is he as big as my head?
I mean, around? Yeah, like, I can't, like, I'm very well known for my deep throat skills. I can go pretty far. But him,
I had
go...
something for you to deep throat.
What was that?
I wish I had something for you to deep throat. You think you can deep throat that?
We can. We can try.
Try it.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want water? Well,
you know what? Yeah.
You gotta get. You need to lube up.
You gotta get it wet. You gotta get it wet.
I'm concerned. Now I gotta. Let's see.
Concerned? Don't be concerned. I'll be concerned for this guy right here. Okay.
The teeth went down.
Well,
That was good, and you didn't even gag.
I know. Huh. I'm getting better.
I wish we had a ruler, you know, next time. We need to put that in our kit.
Tasty.
Who is the biggest that you've taken? Is Dredd the biggest?
I think Dredd is the biggest.
Interesting.
A lot of people want me to work with Brickzilla, but I'm trying to get that going.
Who is that?
He is
That's
apparently
a scary name.
Okay, no, Dredd will kill me if I say this. I don't know who's bigger. I would have to. I would. You know what?
Do they really get mad if you say someone's bigger?
I think so. They get their. I would think so. If someone's like, this girl's butt's bigger than yours, I'd be like, what?
I wouldn't care.
I don't know. I would kind of care, low key. But I wouldn't like.
But why? For what reason?
I don't know. I want to have.
That doesn't mean your ass is a nice bitch. That just means that there's another ass that's bigger than yours. Bigger also doesn't mean better.
I want to be the biggest.
It's that ego problem. Look,
I need to work on it.
You need
to. We gotta kill the ego, right?
Ego doesn't serve nobody. That's the problem. I also had one at one point.
You know what I do like about it?
It's about being your cheerleader, but not having an ego about it. You know?
Yeah, that's the tricky part about it, though. You know, like I feel like it's sometimes it's good to be a little delusional, like you. That way you're like, wow, a little overconfident. Just a little bit. Not cocky, but like confident. Sometimes you need that to like...
delusional. I think that there's a truth in what that is because you do,
sure.
You do believe it.
Right.
I think that it's the hard line of finding of like knowing that just because your butt may be bigger, better, whatever, it doesn't mean that mine's not better either. Of knowing your...
They're both great. Why can't they both be great?
But that's a you problem. You just said that yours has to be the best.
Well, if they're like, calling me out, I hate when people call me out.
But then that's their problem, because who calls out
people? But don't tag me in it, and don't make, I don't want to see that.
Fuck them. Don't answer. That's a really good thing is ignore.
That's so hard. Ignore, I always want to say something like clever. Ignore is
good for the soul.
I like to say clever things to make people laugh, though.
I do, too. And it's fun. In person, it's better.
Yeah, for sure.
On the internet, it get lost.
They're probably so scared of me. They should be.
They absolutely are. That's why they want to say something to fuck with you. And that's what I found out, you know, too. It's like, but when you chime in, it's just like, does it really matter?
It doesn't. But sometimes you just like to be like, you know?
I mean, sometimes you need to, like, you know, show.
Stand up for yourself. See whose
dick
is
bigger. I get it.
My dick is bigger. I get
it. And my dick's bigger too, baby. So what are we going to do? But, you know, all the dicks are the best.
Yes. Small dicks are great too. Always safe. Look, put it in your ass and it's better. That's what I say.
But my ass, and it's not going in my ass if you have a small dick. It won't clear the cheeks.
I know, man. It's like gets lost in there.
Like it won't even fit. It does, you gotta be this tall to ride this ride.
Damn, it's like that?
Yeah. Small, it just doesn't work. You won't, I mean, it just won't clear. Like.
Yeah, I guess I could see that. So you're just big dick only.
I mean, I haven't had a lot of dick in my ass, but the ones I have have been like, decent. Not like, it's not dread. I don't even know if I can do that, but decent. You know, it's big enough to say, hey.
Hey, how you dick in my
how
ass.
You doing? How you doing? If you could change jobs, would you? And if so, what would it be?
A philanthropist. If I could give, like, if I just had so much money that I could just give it away, that's where I want to be.
But is that a job?
I think it is a job. Isn't George Clooney one of those?
I mean, look, I think that's part of his resume, but I think that's something rich people.
I want it to be part of my resume.
Like rich people say.
I want it to be. I know that's exactly what I'm going for. It's a goal. Oh, thank you. Acting.
Okay.
I've already been in a movie, actually, but it's not out yet. It's called Brass Rails, and I did, like, a little cameo.
What did you... Of yourself?
Yeah, it's of myself. Mona Azar, yeah.
Were you, like, in a porn scene, or were you doing something sexy?
Yeah, I was
getting fucked.
Yeah, I was, like, a prostitute, and I was... Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How was that role?
It was great. It was fun.
Did you have to practice for it?
Not really. It was, like, kind of on the spot, because, like, a lot of times we shoot dialogue, and it's, like, on the spot. You don't get the line sometimes till the day of.
Okay. So, did that inspire you to want to do more acting, or did you want to do it to before?
I always wanted to. So when I was a kid, I always liked it.
Your ideal role, regard, like, just in a perfect world, what would your ideal role
be? Being a Marvel character.
Oh, so you want to be
like a superhero. Fuck yeah. That's so cool. I just saw The Flash and it was so cool.
Do you masturbate to superheroes?
You know, I don't, but maybe I should start doing it.
I mean, just the thought, the way you roll drives about the superhero, you seem very, you know, involved.
Yeah, well, I mean, Ezra Miller is hot, so I don't know. Okay.
So what superhero would you want to be? Is there a particular one, or would you want to be your own, like...
I want to be my own thing. I don't know, I have to read the comics to see what they haven't done yet.
So you haven't done your research yet?
No, I haven't.
To be continued. We'll have a follow-up.
Thank you for that. I'm going to have to do my research now.
Okay. Who do you go to for advice?
My assistant / boyfriend, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we do everything together.
Okay.
But I honestly, sometimes if I don't like it, I just ignore, you know? But I don't always take it. I just take it with a grain of salt, you know?
Okay. If you could give your younger self advice right now, what would that be?
Get out of school now.
Run! Run!
I don't know. I just feel like I could have been doing something that I love to do, like acting, like really, or just focus on that and figure out how I get, you know, because it's not common in Louisiana to become an actor. Like,
but I mean, there's no time like the present.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you're never too old to do it.
No, you're not.
But Samuel Jackson had his first movie when he was 40 years old.
I mean, Al Pacino, he's 80, still acting. Still doing things. Obviously had a great body of work throughout time, but it's like, you know, if you really want to do something, you're in LA, take advantage of like the things that you have around you. Like if it's acting classes, if it's going on your TikTok or making your YouTube thing and doing your own reels and showing people, you know, nowadays it's so many different ways to like become viral, so they say, or like make it a thing where like people see what you're doing or what your skills can be other than You're deep throat.
I was just telling my assistant that
I like how he has a different name every time you speak about it.
It just sounds professional, you know, like, you know, it's professional that way.
Okay,
you know?
The assist.
I was just telling him, like, we should do on my free account, my OnlyFans, like, a reality show of us. Like, because people always ask me, like, they're always so curious to what I do day to day. Like, do you fuck every day? Like, do you have an addiction to sex? And it's like, I mean, he might, but, like, I don't, you know? But, like, I want people to know my story. Like, I think I'm a little bit more interesting than the Kardashians, you know? Like,
well, I don't think you necessarily should have it on your free page. I think maybe you create a YouTube series or thing like that, is because then you can monetize. Because, you know what
I
mean?
See, that's why I got to bring it up. I got to get better ideas. There you go.
And then, you know, I'm a big person about manifesting, but you got to talk about it. But if that's something that you want to do, the thing is
like, I do.
The biggest thing is nowadays of anything we do is owning your content. So if you're going to do whatever, like, you could put on it every platform. No one says that you can, you know, there's no exclusivity. So it's like, if you want to do it, fucking film something. Who cares? If people don't like it, they don't like it. If they love it, they fucking love it. But, you know, if that's what
but
you
But I
want to
try
like,
it, and I would regret it if I didn't try it.
Well, then there's the answer. Yeah. Then you have to fucking try it.
Exactly.
The time is now.
The time is now.
Dr. Texas says so.
Dr. Texas.
Top three rules that you abide by. Is there, like, kind of like a life code that you, like, go through that you maybe were, like, things that you kind of like stick by, like you have a code of conduct?
Be yourself, everyone else is taken.
I love that.
I'm just really big on like being real, like you said, like it's just like, it's just annoying to try to be or put up with a certain persona that you need to be. Mm. So just do what you want to do. Like, don't like look, it's like we're I feel like it's for social media, it's like you see all these girls and like you look up to the girls that are like, you know, they have a lot of followers and you're like, well, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. Like, what am I not doing?
What can it, yeah.
But it's like, no, just do your own thing. Like, come up with your own thing. I don't like to copy off of people.
For sure. Be authentic.
Yes.
So you being the small town girl, you were in an office job you hated, you went and started getting all this like notoriety and fame. Has anything crazy come across your DMs? Have you, like, had people, like, you know, that you were maybe fans of that, like, hit you up and, like, that you kind of hung out with after
fame? Yes. I mean, I'm not allowed to say who they are, but, yes, that has happened in my DMs.
That means you signed NDAs?
Yes.
So there's been several accounts?
Yes. And I don't believe in, like, blasting people, like, poor Zion's going through right now.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of crazy because I feel like that's in the sense where people start getting a bad name, like, overall.
I don't know.
Is because it's like, people have their own situations, whatever, but once you start, like, I mean, like, do you really have to put all your business out there?
I don't know. Is it for fame? Like, what is it for? Like, what is the purpose of this?
I think it's the delusion and the hurt and the attention. Attention. You know, all of the above.
But do you not get enough attention from, like, your posts and stuff? Like, I feel like that should be enough.
No, I think it comes from, you know, and me not even knowing the situation, but what everybody else knows, it's just the fact that it's like, she probably thought that she was the one that he promised her whatever, and he said all the things, and woo, 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 and she was like, got caught up and got played.
Yeah.
And then now her ego's bruised.
Her account is suspended now, too.
So she's going to say this, that, if it's true, not, who knows, but like, once you say it on the internet, unfortunately, mm-hmm. Who knows when it's true or not anymore, you know, and that's the bad part of the situation. And then again, what looks bad on everybody, because if you're hanging out with somebody or doing whatever, it's like, nobody needs to kiss and tell. Like, we're all adults. Like, why do you need to bring your,
keep,
you know, drama
secret
to your
socials? Get the bag. Like, don't, but, you know, everyone's going through their thing.
So have you ever slid into someone's DM and it actually, like, happened, or has it always been them sliding in yours?
Them sliding in mine.
Okay.
I'm probably too shy to do that.
Okay. You shy? I don't see that.
Like, with that, because it's like, I could be left on scene, and, like, that's my biggest fear.
But who cares?
Me.
At least you tried it.
I care. My ego cares.
Yeah, but see, this is something we need to work on, you know? You know, we need to, like, you know, who cares?
I feel at like least, I want to, like, there's a couple things I want to do before I start sliding in DMs,
what are
you
those
know?
Things you want to do?
Like, I want to, like, I don't know, there's, I want to do more things, like, do the acting thing. There's things I want to do, and then I'll be like, okay, I'll hit up this person, so-and-so.
So why does that determine sliding into
DM? I don't know. It gives me more confidence, like, in who I am.
But you should be confident now, but you're I
right.
feel you.
You're right. No, 100%.
I think that you are confident.
But sometimes I have to do things to, like, get my, like, okay, yeah.
Your mojo?
Yeah, my mojo your going. Mojo That's flowing. Perfect way. Like, yeah. When Austin Powers lost his mojo. You see that?
But yours isn't lost. It's
no.
It's still intact.
Yes.
you're like, is it? You said yes, and then it seemed like it was a question.
It's hidden
mark.
Under all this ass.
All this ass and them jeans. When's the last time you had sex?
Yesterday.
Okay, was it for work or for fun?
For fun.
How many times do you have sex during the week?
Probably every day of the week.
Okay. And all of those are for fun, and all of those are for work?
Sometimes it's for work. Maybe, like, it depends on how often I get, you know, booked for something. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it could be once a week for work or for OnlyFans. I do a lot of collabs. I just worked with Jesse Rogers the other day, Rochelle Ryan. Like, those, you know, I still count that as, you know, it's sex.
So you count so work be sex t- as sex, like normal sex,
yeah,
regular sex.
It's like works. It's like work for me. It's business.
Okay, but it doesn't count as personal sex.
No.
Okay.
Personal sex is like
you and your man.
Yes.
Okay. Do you and your man have like other people involved in your relationship or sexual
situation? We haven't yet, but we would like to start doing that.
Okay.
Is
your man fucking you on OnlyFans?
Yes.
Okay.
I also gave him the okay to fuck other girls also.
With or without you there?
Without me there.
Okay.
Because I'm doing that too.
Okay.
And it is for work, but like, I don't know, I feel like he just needed to, like, it was good for him to do that. So he can hopefully understand, like, where I come from, even though it is a little different. But I just,
Was he fucking these people before you were in his life?
No.
Got it. So you made him an OnlyFans.
I wanted him. I encouraged it. I was like, you need to do this. Cause like,
does someone in your life have to be doing that type of work for you to feel like you can do it as well without feeling like regret or shame?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
It's a weird thing, but it's just, I don't know, you feel bad. Even though I've been doing it before I met him, like, I just feel bad because it's like, when you're with someone, you're supposed to be loyal to them, and I'm not used to that, you know? Like, this is my first boyfriend with, you know, doing what I'm doing.
But why do you feel that you're not being loyal if you have an understanding and an agreement that that's your job and you're only doing sex for work?
I don't know, because I think it's just natural to have those feelings when you're with someone.
I think that's programmed of your past. Of
exactly.
You, like, when you're,
I'm trying to, like, somehow, like, mesh them, and it's working. Like, yeah. we're doing good, but it's, like, at first it was, like,
yeah,
a little confusing a little bit. It was like rocky, but it,
the best
figure
advice
it out.
I could say is just like the communication part, whatever, even
that's
if you,
with any
even
relationship,
if you try, but even the sex thing is about being honest about sex. Most people in like relationships, yeah, we can be honest and it has to be communication, but most people generally don't communicate about sex, which is so ironic and
it's
weird.
Like, you're supposed to,
but the thing is like when you're doing it now with other people, it's like, hey, I really, if you have a good day at work, have a great day, don't over embellish, or you know, you want to say this and you want to tell me, I want to hear all about it, or mm-hmm. whatever your guidelines are, is because the more you can be honest, the more that there's like less confusion and like room for you to imagine something else and being honest. Like, I used to be married to a performer, so it was like,
yeah.
We used, you know, we were very open about like our boundaries, what he wanted me to do or didn't want me to do, or what he felt comfortable, vice versa, and it worked. Like, our relationship didn't work not because of the business. Like, we were very,
there's also a big age difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm 33, about to be 34. He's just turned 24. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you know, I'm mommy. But I don't mind it.
So have you done mommy play before?
Oh god, yeah, I'm always a MILF.
So you're always mommy.
Sweetie, this and the sweetie do the dishes.
So are you a people pleaser, would you say?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Alright. I can see that about you. What's a luxury item that you spoil yourself with?
A luxury item?
Mm-hmm. It could be anything from like a spa day or maybe like cars, jewelry, clothes.
Honestly, I don't
vacations.
Anymore. I like am really a bad impulsive shopper.
Okay.
So like I need to stay like I have to be very careful about what I spend on. But if it is, it's like a purse. Like I love Louis Vuitton. I have a Dolce & Gabbana purse. I feel like your bag should be expensive, you know?
Okay.
I have a little Chanel bag, little fanny thing. It's okay. Really cute.
The way your voice sounded, like, mm-hmm. you really know, yeah. Chanel, yeah.
I was gonna wear it today, but I was like, no.
I mean, you could have. I wouldn't have been mad at you. What's the best pickup line ever used on you?
Oh my gosh, he just said it to me. It's so stupid.
Is this how you?
It's the. Are you a fart? Because you took my breath away.
Oh, someone said that? Your assistant told you that?
My assistant did, and I was very turned on after. I was like,
Did you tell him to sit on your face?
Yes, I like to suffocate him.
Do you? No, him sit on your face.
Oh, him sit on my face? I mean, yeah, he has, but like usually I'm the one that sits on his face.
The motorboat. I heard that's a new thing 20-year-olds are doing. They're sitting on people's faces.
Really?
You got excited.
I like it. I like this. Maybe I should do this.
I don't
We like should try that. This tonight.
But like when you sit, are you gonna spread and sit? Just sit? Like how are you gonna sit?
I mean, he's spread too.
Like you like it spread.
Yeah, like I've like we've gotten we're very intimate, like
so very. Does intimate mean that you've been in every hole?
Yes. Well, I mean, not his holes. Not his holes.
Everybody's holes.
I mean, I want to peg him, but he won't let me.
That's drawing the line.
Have you pegged? I want to experience it, and I feel like it should be with him. Have but, like, you pegged I don't know.
Somebody before?
I've pegged girls.
How do you know your way back there?
I don't. I was just going to, like, figure it out like I normally do. You know?
And you're not okay with her figuring that out? We're going to put you on this spot.
He jokes about it with me. He's like, you want to peg me tonight? I'm like, oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck no. And I'm like.
Finger?
He actually let me, I don't know if he's joking or not, but like I go in there with my finger and he's like, oh yeah.
How's that joking if your finger's in there?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think he liked it. It was in there. Are you sure? All right. Whatever.
She just like licked it one time.
No, dude. No, bullshit. He loved it.
I was like, nah.
He loves it.
That's where your G spot is. You may want to like it.
Yeah, but it's not masculine. You know, we're Persians.
Oh, because like, very... yeah, he doesn't want to have his like legs up, like.
You know? The Jan sport.
It does look funny, but like, people like to watch
Have you
like...
ever had someone do the Jan sport to you?
Yeah.
And you're all for it?
Yeah, I did it for like Mike Adriano and all those people. Yeah. You know, they like all that shit. All those people. You know?
So you would never do the Jan sport?
No. The Jan sport, I'm dead.
But how do you, but for you, and if you're with your lady, how is that like demasculating you if it gets something you two are sharing together? And because you don't know if you enjoy it unless you do it, right? And it's supposed to be the heightened orgasm, like, you know, your G-spot, you know? See, like,
you got my back.
So, you know, it's not like she's going to kiss and tell, just me. But, you know.
I probably want to film it, though.
Now you're getting crazy.
Bizarre, you know?
Let's start with the first, and then he'll like it, too, and then he'll get hooked.
Okay, yeah, you got to,
And then, see, Low and then kid. We're just shooting your asshole. No one wants to see your face.
Yeah.
It's just the asshole.
Yeah, he shows that to me all the time. Like,
I do, yeah.
See? Look, match made in heaven.
Exactly. There.
So, how did you know that... How many scenes... This is a little bit about him. How many scenes of hers did you watch before you, like, saw her and approached her with the dog?
So, funny thing is that 3 months before I meet her, one of my friends... He like,
and then the Persian community. He's Persian.
Yeah. Okay.
He showed me a video of her. Like, this is a Persian girl. She's a porn star. I was like, wow, that's crazy. She's kind of hot.
And, you're like my future wife.
I was like, wow. She's like, fire for you know what she's doing.
Her asshole's gaping.
3 months later, I see this lady like walking.
Oh, he said lady. That's cute.
Walking Aww. The dog, and I'm like, wow, that's gotta be Mona Azar. And I call my friend. Dude, I think this is Mona Azar here. I just get out of my car.
He's all, go talk to her now, right?
Yeah, he should talk to her. I was like, okay, I'll just approach her. Like, wow, you got such a cute dog.
He complimented my dog. Like, do you know how many times I hear this? I'm like, do you want me or do you want my dog? Like,
what's your dog?
She's a little Yorkie. She's really cute. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. Like, yeah. Dick magnet.
Exactly. And a pussy magnet.
Jeez, yeah, I'll take her out.
Yeah, I'd let him use her sometimes.
For his OnlyFans?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, no, that's how how you get the girls.
Exactly.
You get them to, you take the dog, conversation like, oh, your dog is opener. So cute. And you're like, hey, you want to come to my house and do OnlyFans with me? You know, it's a conversation.
He's done that before.
So then you didn't tell her that you watched her porno and you just lied to her for months and then one day you were drunk.
I didn't even lie to her. I was like,
you just didn't tell her.
Like, he didn't say.
Are you familiar?
You look familiar.
I said, you look familiar. She's like, you've probably seen my videos. And I was like, how are you Mona Azar? And she said, yeah, I'm that girl on the internet. And then
But he kept lying about it because I think he was a little embarrassed.
Mm. Yeah, because I just didn't want to approach because I
approached. He didn't
want to
be like a big fan.
Who have you approached before?
I tried approaching Jada Stevens.
And walking her dog?
No, she was with some guy.
And you approached her with the guy?
This dude has balls. Like, this is
and
why
you were
I love
just
him.
Like, hey, baby, I've seen you before. And you were trying to hit on her
I
with
was
the guy?
Like, hey, how you doing? And, like, just normal conversation. I think you look very familiar. You know, she was like, yeah, I'm the girl from internet.
So they all say I'm the girl from the internet.
Some of them say that.
Okay. So who's the other girl? I'm curious. Not to take away from you, but
I'm no, you're fine. No, it's interesting. You're fine. Is it Olivia Austin?
She was such a.
So you like all the ass? Look, like, those are all big girls. Are big butt girls.
Jada Stevens, but I don't know about Olivia Austin.
She's got big tits.
Yeah.
It was Austin. She's yeah, okay, another one. Yeah. Okay,
another one. Okay.
I didn't like the interaction with her. I was like, okay, maybe it's because I'm approaching them just because they're a porn star. They get offended. Maybe they don't want. That's why I was trying to approach her.
So he had already worked his way and he knew how to talk to porn girls now. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's experienced now.
Okay. So then you liked what he said.
I mean,
and so how did his conversation to you now? Because I'm sure, like you said, your dog gets a lot of attention. Now, like you said, the fan thing that does turn you on a bit, whatever, but you don't know what.
But I think it's because he was Persian. That's what turned me on. Because my dad's Persian, and you know, daddy issues.
Daddy issues.
Exactly.
Okay.
You understand.
I'm like, I don't have. Well, I had mommy and daddy issues, and then I fixed those both. Uh-huh. But
I don't know. I always wanted to date a Persian guy.
Okay.
And
so he's your first Persian man.
Yes.
And going great so far.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, not every relationship is work, but if you want to stay together, you'll do anything to make it work, and I'm happy.
Okay. Laying it down.
Yeah.
The Persian way.
Yes. But happy wife, happy life. I do believe that.
Okay. I mean, happy enough to make it where you're allowing you to do your own, you know, OnlyFans things and being comfortable with all those things. And
I was
like,
totally fine with being single, you know? I mean, I accepted it. I was like, you know, fuck it.
Okay.
But I met him, and yeah.
Love found you. All right. Describe something exciting for you in your life right now. You have, like, you know, this whole thing. You started doing porn, but you've been doing that for a while. You have this relationship you've had for a minute, too. Mm-hmm. Is there something else that you're maybe working on that you're, like, excited about doing?
Well, I'm going to do acting classes.
Okay.
And I'm going to start, like, doing characters that, like, I would want to go, you know, to go audition for.
Okay.
So I think that's a big deal. Like, I've never done that before. I took improv classes in college, but I was different. Like, my mindset's different. I feel like you change, like, all the time. So, like, I wanted to try that again and see where it goes, you know? Because I really enjoy the acting
aspect.
So
take it serious this time.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you think about it, it's always a performance when you're shooting.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think it's also like, you know, the more that you evolve and get, you know, older, you get comfortable in your own skin, too. So it's like you could really push yourself.
It gave me confidence to try this because I'm like, I mean, if I'm naked on the internet, I should be fine just being vulnerable with my emotions on camera, which, I mean, I am.
Facts. What is? Would you say is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, gosh.
He's like,
when he slaps my ass.
Oh, God. At all times?
And then sometimes slaps my boobies and, like, and when, oh,
but why don't you, like, what's the trigger there? Because there has to be.
Because I just have a nice big ass and, like, you want to slap it when you see it.
So all the time he's just slapping it.
Yeah.
What if he's fucking you and he slaps it? Does it matter?
No.
So that's okay.
Fine. I encourage that.
All right. So just not Please the like do. Passing by and the slapping of an ass.
Yeah. It's just like we're not doing. I'm just like getting ice out of the friggin' fridge, and you slap my ass, and it's like, dude, like he scares the shit out of me. Oh my god. Like, I'll be filming OnlyFans, like, in the shower, and, like, he'll come creep in and then scare the shit out of me on camera. And it's hilarious, but I'm like, one day, I'm just going to get a heart attack. I'm just going to die. Because he scares the shit out of me, like, literally.
It's funny. I don't like being scared.
I don't either, but it's funny. I laugh later, but, like, he needs to be careful when I get older.
Warning. Warning label. Warning What's, label.
Huh?
First celebrity crush.
Josh Hartnett.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, I actually wrote to him when I was a kid, and he sent me a signed autograph, and that made
my... You still have it?
I don't.
Oh, sad. You should write him again. Maybe he'll give it to you.
I don't. I'll try.
Maybe, you know.
Or I could just hit him up on social media.
Say you want an autograph. How do I get a signed autograph? Yeah. I don't want anything else from you. I just want a signed
autograph.
Do you
think he has a Twitter?
Probably. He probably doesn't handle it, but I'm sure there has to be something, you know?
But I'm sure I'll be blocked off or shadow banned or some shit.
No, fuck it. Try it.
Okay.
Don't sell yourself short. You're right, Dr. Texas. The first thing, you rip it off with the band-aid. You just go for it.
Just go for it. Fuck it. And if you get rejected, that's what I learned. That's what I learned today.
There you go. Yeah, because if you get rejected,
just do it.
What's the worst? They're gonna say no. You've never heard that before.
If that's another rule, if someone says no, you're asking the wrong person.
True story. That is very true. I think it's like every problem has a solution. So therefore,
yes.
No, we'll never
figure it out. You'll figure it out. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
All right. So we're going to play my favorite part called Truth with Texas. We're going to get to a little bit racier questions.
Oh, I like racy.
Spicy, kinky, naughty, romantic. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Yes.
What is the most romantic thing you've done for a partner?
I always feel like the guy should do it.
Okay. What's the most romantic thing a partner has done for you then?
Like the rose petals and like a bubble bath. Like, I like the simple things.
Okay.
You know? So like rose petals, following up to the bath.
Should be taking notes.
Yeah, exactly. Like some chocolates.
Okay.
Some candles lit.
Right.
Set you know, mood, maybe like tone. Maybe like the camera already set up so we can film together.
You're big on the filming.
I do, because like we're making love and we're making money. That's beautiful.
Okay, you have like a set playlist that's playing in the back. Like, what kind of music would we like even playing?
Like R&B, like,
okay,
you know.
Are you like a Chris Brown? Are you Weekend? Like, what's your vibes? Are you Rihanna? Are you like SZA?
Was Genuine, Ride the Pony.
Oh, okay. We're bringing it old school.
Yeah, I love that old school.
Okay, all right. How do you write it?
Yeah. how do I write it?
That's what Genuine, you know. What are your biggest turn-ons?
I like, so...
You're actually getting turned on right now.
This is really weird. So, like, I like when, like, I'm getting fucked and, like, the guy puts his foot on my head.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like, I mean, people are like, oh, that's so demeaning, but, like, I don't know, I love it. Like.
And what position does this happen?
Like, when it's doggy style. And, like,
okay. I was, like, trying to get a visual. I'm like,
And then if they're holding your hair, too, that's even better.
Okay. Like a is this something that's like your go-to that you have to come, or that's just like your fit? Like your.
I just like it. It just feels right.
Because like to be dominated.
I like to be dominated. Yes.
Okay. So you're a sub.
I'm a sub. Yeah.
Okay. Are you a sub with women?
Yes. I'm like, well, yes, I am.
Okay.
Because I feel like you need to be soft and sensual with a woman.
Okay, but there also has to be like two to tango, right? You have to be like the same way as like males fuck. There has to be like one's doming the situation.
I feel like should be doming the situation.
But if you're with fucking a woman, that's what I'm saying. Are you the one who's being the aggressor, or are you the one who's the more soft one?
It depends on how they are.
Okay.
I kind of go off of that.
Okay.
So you know, if they're not taking the initiative, then I will, because someone has to, right?
Okay. What would you say are some deal breakers for you in a relationship? You're like, well, everything goes.
I mean, I'm pretty, because like now since I've done, I'm doing porn, like I've been more lenient. Like I'm not as jealous as I used to be.
Okay.
Like, I used to be crazy. Like I just did not trust anything a man would say. But now I'm just like, you know, it's your decision. Like I'm not gonna, because I don't like when someone tries to control me. So I mean, I don't like people that lie. I really don't like people that lie. Even though I said, you know. Yeah, like lying constantly. Like, just be real. Like, why are you lying to me about like silly shit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just be you. Be real.
Be real. Favorite place to be kissed? You're like my booty hole.
I like kissing people on the neck and the ears. But for me, I like I guess like when you kiss my ass, like worship. See, like when you worship.
I said booty hole, but you know, I was going further, you know.
Yeah, pussy that works pink, too.
Booty hole brown.
Yes. Yes.
Pound town. Perfect date night for you.
I know I'm so corny, but the beach.
Okay.
Just like a walk on the beach. All then right. We go to a restaurant on the beach.
It's not corny.
I love it. I love the beach.
Ooh, lights on or lights off?
Like a dim light so I can see what's going on still, but still has that romantic mood to it.
Giving or receiving?
Giving, because I'm such a giving person.
Ooh, with your little fake voice. Don't you be lying to Miss Texas.
Never. I just wanted to, you know.
Okay. That's your sexy voice. It's like me when I do my thing. It's like the phone sex operator.
Yeah.
You know? All right, spicy questions. What's the worst hookup story that you have been a part of?
God, there's so many.
Tell me the best one. Private Talk needs to know. We want to know. Tell us all about it.
Well, this guy did not know what he was doing.
In what aspect? Like pussy eating, just fucking, everything over
everything. Like everything. And he was like, I mean, it was like one of my first one night stands. Mm. And he was a guy that I like actually liked. And so stupid. You should never like do that shit with
you
a guy.
Like you like them.
Yeah. Or you I was young though. Okay. I was really young. This was in college and it was one of my first times and like he accidentally put it in my ass and like I didn't. I was like, wait. And I just let it happen. And I was like, what the fuck? I didn't even want this. But I let it happen.
For how long? Like, how do you let something happen that you don't want to happen?
I don't know. It wasn't bad because he wasn't very big.
I was going to say, like, if he was huge, I'd be like, excuse me, sir. We have to talk about this. It's like, the same thing with sitting on your face. You got to talk about
it. This was in my butt.
You know? Well, that's like training wheels.
Yeah. So it was like, it was like a little pinch. I was like, it's in my ass.
So you didn't feel it?
Yeah, so I was like, if I can't feel it, it's like, so, it sucks.
It didn't matter.
Yeah. But it was still
did
like...
Did you ever tell, like, did he finish?
No, I think he eventually found where the pussy was, and
yeah. And then he went back to the right
But home. I was just like, this is horrible, like, why am I even doing, I remember thinking that to myself, I'm like, why am I doing this?
That sounds horrible for you. I'm sorry that happened.
Never saw that man again, but yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You learn when you learn. I'm sure he watches your porn, though, for sure.
Oh, he's I'm sure he does, and he probably hates himself for it.
He's probably subscribed to your OnlyFans,
for yeah. So many people hit me up, and they're like, oh my God, we went to, I'm like, please don't tell me this, like, I can't.
Toys in the bedroom.
What was it?
Toys in the bedroom.
Do you have toys? Yeah, Hitachi. I love my Hitachi. Like, so I clip play while I'm getting fucked.
Oh, okay. So it comes out every time. The Hitachi while you're fucking?
Not every time. I try to give it a break because you don't want to be too much, you know.
Put your head up. There we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm petting you. Uh-huh. Craziest place you had sex?
Deer Blinds.
Okay, yes. Real country of you, Louisiana.
Yeah, I dated this redneck guy. I hated hunting. I just did it for him, you know.
I mean, that's what girls do. You don't really go out there. You go out there for like
exactly
the attention of a man. You know. Do you like dirty talk?
Yes.
Can you give me an example of your dirty talk?
Come on, my pretty little face. I'm a nasty little fucking slut. Fuck me like a good little fucking whore. I like to be called a slut.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever stayed in a relationship for sex?
Yes.
You're gonna mad. Yes.
Like, I know. It's, yeah.
Have you ever fallen asleep during sex?
No, but I've done a thing where I, like, pretended because I liked it.
You pretended?
I used to like watching, like, when the, you know, girls are, like, pretending. I think it was called, like, sleep creep. And the girl's, like, sleeping and she's getting fucked. Like, I liked it.
I did a movie like that, but I never, like, really happened because I'm just, like, you know, you just push your ass and you
yeah,
just, like,
it's, just it's so easy to do, right? You're just like,
just do it. Put it inside me. Have you ever broken up with someone because they were bad in bed?
Yes. Okay. I do that all the time.
Have you ever thrown
up? I just ghost them, though.
On someone during sex?
Not during sex, no.
No blowjob, throwing up, no nothing.
Oh, yes. Oh. I didn't think about that. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's deep throating. Sometimes you gag.
Sometimes you throw
food comes
up.
Out. Yeah.
Celebrity.
You spit it out and you move on.
Hall pass. If you had a hall pass with your assistant, what would the celebrity hall pass be?
Gosh, definitely Drake.
Drake?
Or.
So if he was like, baby.
Johnny Depp, because that's his favorite actor. Mm. That's evil. Sorry.
I love you. I don't mind. Kinky questions.
DP?
Okay. Hey, we're onto something, but we have to film it. Woke up to someone that you didn't know their name.
Oh, yeah. I mean, still to this day, I don't know who people's names are.
You never asked them?
I mean, I did, but like, I remember this guy, like, he wrote it on a piece of paper, but I threw it away. I don't remember.
You're like, this is, I don't even
I'm like, what that. Is the point of this? I don't know you. He texted me, too. I don't know how he got my number. I guess maybe I gave it to him. I don't remember.
Don't I hate even. When it's like, maybe so-and-so, and it
I have
tells
so
you.
Many one, I have so many one-night stands.
How many one-night stands do you have? You a had lot. A ballpark, like 100, 1,000. Where are we at?
Like, 30, maybe.
30, okay, that's
maybe.
Reasonable.
You know?
Okay.
Like, this was, like, this is before.
Pre-porn.
I mean, yeah, pre-porn.
Okay. I'm not in it. One-night stands could be successful if you want them to
30's
be.
30's a lot, though.
Because
lot
it's, like, money. I mean, it is. For me, I just don't like people enough to, like,
yeah,
fuck them on the first time. And I feel like, I don't know, I'm just kind of a dick most times.
I feel like I'm always curious. I always just wanted to know what their dick looked like, some kind of way.
I'm from a small town, too, so I'm just, like, there's... I was always the one, like, show me your dick, I'll show you to take a bra off with one hand. Like, but after that, the curiosity killed
it. It curiosity killed the cat.
Yeah. And then I went to the next town over, and then I wanted to fuck all those boys. But none of the ones that I knew.
Yeah.
But, you know, you go through stages of sluttiness. And
you do.
Things happen. Once you pop, you just can't stop.
I like that.
All right. So last set of questions is the naughty questions. Choked or spanked?
Choked and spanked.
One or the other. Naughty girl.
Choked.
Lube or spit?
Spit.
Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs.
What is your favorite thing to role play as?
An auntie.
Ooh, aunties. Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
Sloppy.
What is your biggest turn off?
Sweaty balls.
Good one. Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
Yes.
Were you friends after that hookup?
She doesn't know.
Oh. She knows now. No,
I'm kidding. If she watches this, betting on she doesn't.
Have you ever had sex when someone was watching?
Yes.
Prior to porn?
Like another person was watching this?
Like in the room?
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Okay.
Wasn't that freaky yet?
Last question. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Oh, yes, all the time.
Can we hear what that sounds like?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Fucking yes. Harder, please. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mona. I think she likes us private talk. It's getting hot in here. That's the rest of Truth with Texas. You finished the game. Is there anything you would like to ask Miss Texas before you go?
Are you familiar that you are your auntie Alexis in Iran?
I didn't know that in Iran that is, but I know that
you're very popular. You and Johnny Sins. He's the uncle.
I know in Iran I am very popular. I have a lot of people, a lot of fan base from there.
Yes,
and I know
you
that
do.
My picture was used on a lot of
all
things
over
all over.
He
and
tells me all the time.
My
yeah.
sex, my orgasm was like played on some commercial thing too. It was like a whole thing, but. I also heard that I think I'm banned from there as well.
Oh, I am too. We
because
all are.
I was in a music video from Saucy with Saucy.
Yeah, and he told me that.
I don't know. Apparently, people got mad. I didn't do anything but do my job.
Really, they got mad about that? I thought that was so dope.
Allegedly. Yeah. Well, in the article that I read, it was like that I could never, that I was banned because I give it like a bad name to, I don't fucking know something, but who knows? I don't know. It was a catchy song. It was great. It was a fun time. But yeah, I did know that. Definitely, if I look at my demographic, my Tehran is definitely
top. Same. It's the same with me. So
hey, I love all my fans. I mean, I appreciate it. I wish that I would get paid from some of the things that they're using my pictures on. But you know,
I
do those things.
Fuck.
But hey, it's all love. Miss Texas appreciates you for taking the time talking to us, Mona. I love getting to know you a little bit better.
Thank you.
My
for
big booty
me.
Queen.
Yes.
I feel like I hope that you, what's your takeaway from today? What is your lesson that you learned from Miss Texas?
I learned that, what didn't I learn? Just fuck it. Fuck what everybody thinks. Just fucking do it. That's the biggest thing I've learned today because I mean, I find myself questioning myself sometimes and really it's like, you know, the answer already, it's in yourself. You just gotta believe it and achieve it. Really.
You said it, you know, the answer already.
Exactly.
So fuck it and just do what Mona wants to do.
Can I get a pound?
You should definitely get a pound. Pound town over here.
Yes.
All right. I love it. Thank you so much again. This is the first time we've done an episode on the bed. So Private Talk After Dark, we're only getting spicier. So until we meet again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.